If you're banging your head, it must be, in case you missed it with Dom Salvia. Folks, I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're all about real news and great conversation. I have one of those great conversations with my good friend and yours, Dom Salvia, host of the fabulous program that follows mine from 4 to 6 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network, Mondays through Fridays. Happy New Year, friend. And welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show.
Yeah, Maggie, Happy New Year to you as well. Thanks, as always, for bringing me on.
Yeah, we have a good time, but today we have some serious business to discuss. It is, of course, the fourth anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. And Dom, it occurred to me that I had called into a little radio program that you used to be a part of on this very day, 4 years ago. Now, to set the context for everybody, I thought we'd do a little trip down memory lane.
Yeah, please.
At the time, I was the chief legal officer, the corporation counsel for Milwaukee County. I had just spent nearly 6 weeks every day in the Wisconsin Center overseeing and providing legal advice to the Milwaukee County Election Commission because Donald Trump had requested a recount in Dane and Milwaukee counties. Nowhere else, but just in Dane and Milwaukee counties. It became very clear during that recount that the point of the recount was actually to ensure that we blew the deadline for finalizing the count so that Milwaukee County couldn't certify the election, therefore opening the door to the fraudulent fake set of electors that Ron Johnson was directly a part of, as was one of Donald Trump's lawyers that argued before the commission during the recounts in Dane and Milwaukee County. That, of course, being Mr. Jim Troupas, now subject of a criminal indictment by the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin for that fraud. So all of that by context. So listen, folks, by January 6th of 2021, to say that I was a little bit exhausted, overwhelmed, maybe a touch depressed, even though we were looking at a Biden victory. And so as I sat in my living room that day, we were still all work from home at that point because of COVID, I could literally not believe what I was seeing on television, and in fact had been brought to tears that day. I thought it was appropriate. It's going to take us just a couple of minutes to get through it, Dom, but if you're cool with it, I thought, hey, let's take a listen to what actually went down that day.
Yeah, when we absolutely were discussing 4 years ago. Hard to believe
4 years ago. All right, Aaron, let her rip. Let's take a listen. This is me, Maggie Dawn, calling into the former program that you were involved with, Dom, with your former partner, 4 years ago today, my basically live time reactions to what I saw occurring on television.
We got a friend of ours. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn, a recent guest. Call it in. Just a casual observer today of democracy and the Trumpster fire it has become. Maggie, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, guys. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I appreciate the humor and hearing that because I mean, I've almost been brought to tears today. This is the darkest hour of democracy in modern history, not just in the United States. It is democracy's darkest hour in modern history. And the president of the United States incited an armed insurrection and has done nothing to calm this moment down. Members of Congress hiding in their offices, Capitol Police overrun. These protesters, who should no longer be referred to as protesters, these are rioters and armed insurrectionists, are in the Capitol with guns. A woman was shot. They've found improvised explosive devices in the Capitol, IEDs. We're not talking about Fallujah. We're talking about Washington, D.C. And for all of the people that said, oh, you liberals, you Democrats are being hysterical. It could never get this bad. It just did. Mitch McConnell, before these insurrectionists stormed the Capitol, gave a speech that said that democracy is more important than any individual. Well, it's about damn time. Where were you a month ago, sir? And every single one of these elected officials and lawyers are co-conspirators in an armed insurrection because you stood by. Evil happens when good men and women say nothing. It's a really, truly sad day for the world. This is being watched by the world. And it is the worst of us. Our most base impulses are on display. And the Republicans that have stood by, like Ron Johnson, Ted Cruz, do not deserve to hold their offices any longer. This is beyond Republican or Democratic. This is about democracy. For shame. I mean, I don't know what else to say, guys.
Maggie, can I ask you a question? Cool. What happens if the Proud Boys and the Trumpsters fail to leave peacefully? What if they don't leave peacefully? What happens then?
I've been talking with other lawyers and friends that work in government at all levels today. And I am always staunchly opposed any deployment of the National Guard against our own citizens. And that has been my position today. But when you take up arms actually against the very democratic process that provides you with the cloak of security that you are now trying to overthrow, we this simply cannot occur. And I have to ask this question as well. We watched the military get deployed against Black Lives Matter protesters. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be this blatant. Those protesters have legitimate beef with our quote unquote justice system. This is not legitimate. This is complete garbage and lies. And why was it that the police here basically let them overrun the nation's capital while the very wheels of an elected democracy were turning? When it was easy to tear gas Black and brown people protesting true injustice. So I have to, what is the explanation for this different treatment?
No, because they're Trumpsters and they're white, Maggie Dawn. That's why.
Absolutely. I mean, this needs to be investigated. This is beyond shameful. It is an absolute display of authoritarianism. This is a coup, and the president has yet to come out forcefully and say, stand down. This is not how democracies operate. We operate by voting. The votes have been cast and counted. You lost. Go home.
Well, Maggie, the president did tweet, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. And another one following that one. I'm asking everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you.
Republican Adam Kinzinger, according to my pal Fancy Brian over there, is calling this a coup. I think that's probably closer to the truth, Maggie.
I agree. Again, this is illegitimate. This is not protest. This is insurrection. This is a coup. This is treason.
If it was Russians or Arabs or Muslims or any other
or black people,
outsiders,
or black people, can you imagine a mob of armed black people storming the Capitol and being able to break in?
No, never. They would all be shot dead.
Maggie, let's talk practical logistics for just a minute.
I'm going to just jump in there. There's three things that I want to quickly give a light correction to that I said that day because facts were being reported live and some of it wasn't correct. The IEDs were not found in the Capitol. They were bomb making pieces. Remember, they found it, I think, by like the Democratic National Headquarters. Like, I can't remember exactly where they were, but they were not found in the Capitol building. That police sort of, quote, permitted protesters was incorrect. I was speaking more at a very high level, right? Like the officers like Danny Hodges from Metro, DC Metro Police, they were doing everything they could to control that mob, that riot, but they were simply outnumbered. The crowd itself became a weapon of violence just by sheer numbers. I Dom, just having listened to it back, like thoughts and reactions, it's really like, whoa.
It brings me back, and it makes me angry all over again. And knowing that this man was just reelected, knowing that two of the folks you talked about at the time, Maggie, Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Ron Johnson, also reelected, here we are. And I'm not, you know, if a country wants to have a democracy, everybody has to kind of agree on that. And I'm not clear that everybody in this country is down for the democracy, Maggie. Certainly not those. And Donald Trump, to this day, they are still whitewashing this whole thing. They're denying this was happening. Yep. It was a day of love. They stayed within the velvet ropes and all that kind of gaslighting going on. And it is really stunning to me that folks will still, to this day, hell, Kash Patel's Trump's guy to head up the FBI, so that this was an FBI case. Essentially, this was set up by the FBI. This was
and that's
all
a lie. And there's
a job. Yeah.
Right. That's a lie. 147 Republicans within hours of this transpiring voted to overturn the election.
Yeah.
Like that day into night into the next day. A week after the attack, the House impeached Donald Trump for a second time. 10 Republicans voted for impeachment. The rest, 197, voted with the felon and soon-to-be next president. Then in February, 57 senators, including 7 Republicans, voted to convict Trump. Conviction requires a two-thirds vote, and he was acquitted. But I played sound from Mitch McConnell from that time saying this was an absolute disgrace and it is not democracy and Donald Trump is exclusively responsible. Excuse me. Eric Erickson, who's a right-wing online personality, said this on January 6th at 3:02 p.m. Shoot the protesters. Waive the rules. Impeach. Waive the rules. Convict. Waive the rules. Deny the ability to run for election again. Mike Pence denounced Donald Trump, saying history will hold Donald Trump accountable for January 6th. Make no mistake about it. What happened today was a disgrace, and it mocks decency to portray it in any other way. President Trump was wrong. Former Defense Secretary James Mattis said this: Trump's use of the presidency to destroy trust in our election and to poison our respect for fellow citizens has been enabled by pseudo-political leaders whose names will live in infamy as profiles in cowardice. Bill Barr, Transportation Secretary, Elaine Chao, Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, Mick Mulvaney, his chief of staff, resigned. Even right-wing think tanks were appalled. Kay James, who was at the time the president of the Heritage Foundation, said that this is a horrible act. It needs to be investigated and determined who exactly they were, and they must be held accountable. Violence should never be used as a tool to bring about change, and those who stormed the Capitol on Wednesday should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Hey, Kay, Elaine, Mick, did your condemnation include, like, full pardons for everyone? We're going to get more thoughts from Dom on this reaction to all of what occurred 4 years ago as we continue to observe the day that democracy stood still in the United States, January 6, 2021. My special guest, Dom Salvia. Bang your head along with Dom and I. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, y'all.